One more time. I'm gonna call a few of my buddies and a few of the mans I know. I'm gonna rent a hall and call them all and put on a heck of a show. Make sure we got a kitchen, yeah, with oven and a stove. Oh, yeah. I'm getting there cooking. Then I'll open a door, playing with my friends. Playing with my friends. Playing with my friends, y'all. We'll have a good time with my friends. I'm going to buy 100 pounds of catfish, cook it all up on a grill. Make some greens and cornbread, y'all. Everybody's gonna have their fill, yeah. Dennis gonna fire up his guitar, crazy hands and all. Somebody call out a shuffle. Yeah, we'll have a ball playing with my friends, hey, yeah. Playing with my friends. I'm singing with my friends, y'all. Having a good time with my friends. Go ahead. With my friends, oh yeah. friend. Yeah. My friends, yeah, yeah. These are my friends right here. Fella, can you do it one more time and just take it on home? Thank you. Thank you. We got one more tune that we're going to do. I think I'll be... you say one more.
Here we are.
Concluding the 33rd annual tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. here at Highland Christian Center.
That was awesome.
Especially a way to bring it out.
Yeah, wow. That was Claudette King.
Wow, Claudette King really bringing the
fire. BB King's 15th child, 15th baby daughter.
Youngest. Wow. Wow. Well, thank you so much for being here with us. Thank you for staying tuned and hanging out with us this whole day.
Yep.
We'd like to thank everybody that was involved, from the commissioner, from everyone, from the senator. We'd like to thank Reverend Berry. Excuse me. We'd like
That's
to thank
Ken Berry.
Ken Berry, yeah. Who is the co-founder of this organization, which is WAFI, which is you can find them at WAFI.org.
World Arts Foundation Incorporated. Yeah.
And wow, Pastor Hardy, thank you for letting us take time in your venue, in your great space.
The engineering sound crew, thanks to all the people here making that happen on site. That takes a lot of effort unloading and putting stuff back
away.
Setting
up. Yep. Yeah,
yeah. And then everybody back at the station making sure our signal goes out clean and running the board up. So thank you, everybody. It's a huge team effort. Teamwork makes the dream work,
absolutely.
As they say.
Teamwork don't seem work. Well, you're listening to KBOO Portland, and we're going to send it right back to you in the air room. Thank you all, and we'll see you next time.
And you are listening to KBOO Portland here back in our studios. All the regular evening programming will be back tomorrow and or next week. Prison Pipeline is coming up at 6:30. Until then, we'll play a little music.
Change is gonna come. Oh, yeah.
your mother. Oh, now. I was still able to try to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know the change gotta go. It's been so long, a little too long, but the change just gotta go.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to host the class Hip Hop Past, Present, and Future, and Your Place in It with Mike Crenshaw on Saturday, January 27th at 4 p.m. at KBOO in Portland. This class will explore hip hop history locally and nationally, KBOO hip hop programming, how hip hop influences art, culture, and political consciousness, rhyme writing and production, and how liberation struggles have contributed to hip hop culture. Again, that's Hip Hop Past, Present, and Future and Your Place in It with Mike Crenshaw on Saturday, January 27th at 4 p.m. at KBOO, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
send. Public education starting to fail. Classrooms overcrowded, teachers underpaid. Listen to the children, can't you hear them cry? They need knowledge and wisdom if they're going to survive.
Young women having babies,
they call me, and my son's chains on my hands and feet. Slave names they call me, and my son.
What is life but to live and learn? Look, never forget where we came from. Look where we came from. Like, what do we cut from? Wait, but what do we cut from? Look, what do we cut from? Look, what is life but to live and learn? Never forget where we came from. Look, look where we came from. Like, what do we cut from? What do we cut from? What do we cut from? I didn't want to die at an early age for giving you the truth. I'm selfish, thinking less of myself. I thought to myself, self, well, what would your God do? Probably take it with a grain of salt. Like, this ain't hard to measure. It's just some hate, some anger. So I asked him from a child's perspective, Father, I don't understand these people. All this hate and this anger, I don't understand that either. What would Jesus do? Or what would Moses say? Let the children of a new America say. What would Martin say? When the free world doesn't meet the demands of a free people, and oh yeah, by God, they demand freedom. Well, who would James Earl kill? How? How would a Confederate feel? You in the field with us, hands of a working man, you sweat like a field. Didn't know you had it in you to eat what you earn, like we eat what we earn. So by this day, I dearly pray, our dearly bread, that we break bread in spite of all that you earn. We had to fight for that right to read and write. That's just some food for thought. Y'all go ahead and just chew that over. My cup is still just overflowing. This is rap on a full stomach. What is life but to live and learn? Never forget where we came from. Look, look at where we came from. Like, what do we cut from? Wait, but what do we cut from? What do we cut from? We toss words back at bullets like we don't speak the same language, and still had enough for marches and sit-ins. Like, what? I'm just sitting here. Oh, okay, well, you didn't want this war with me? Oh, well, that makes sense, yeah. Yeah, you should have thought of that back when you was hanging cousin in front of like his aunt and daughter, hunting down my grandma Nana with hound dogs and shepherds, burning crosses. Churches burned down, them little girls burned alive, and them choked to death with razor wire. Them spirits is still welling from the belly. That choir is still singing. Like, don't tell me I'm not hearing what I'm hearing. You hearing my music, but you ain't listening. Homie, I can taste the picture. It's like it tastes too vivid. It almost tastes familiar. I'm choking down my grandma's feelings. Like, baby, no, I can't stomach the future. These words rolling off my tongue. Stephen Bannon. Baby, how you pronounce it? America, they still pretending? Like they ain't been to Oregon. Mandatory sentencing. I mean, J. Gruel was 15 facing 20. Since 15, he's been doing 20. Since 18, I've been doing life with him. Hoping to God I ain't gotta do the whole 25, sweating in they laundry with him. They making millions off us. Let me make somebody out of nothing. All this rapping, possessions, this nonsense. Homie, I'm just state property. I'm scared they gon' move the package. Extra money for the shipping and handling. Chain from my wrist to feet. Like, how am I supposed to handle them? They ain't fighting fair. like they don't fight from here. There's a whole lot of rappers in this crowd not understanding my comprehension, a needing to be content with this pen and paper, cause they don't write from here. Like every time I stand up here, I write from here, right here. What is life but to live and learn, never forget where we came from. Look at where we came from. Like, what do we cut from? What do we cut from?
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is also available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Board meetings will be conducted at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, unless otherwise noted. The KBOO Board of Directors meets the fourth Monday of the month, starting at 6 p.m. Please call 503-231-8032 to verify if a meeting is being held.
Prison Pipeline presents a unique perspective of the criminal justice system, addressing the root causes of crime and broadening understanding of the institution of incarceration.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel?
Good evening. This is